Hey, what is up, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about a topic that I get from a lot of people, and that is what stops other crypto coins or other coins from overtaking Bitcoin. And this happens every day. A new coin is literally created every day. And, you know, I find this interesting because when I first got into this space, I looked online. I just went into Google, and I'm actually in Copilot right now. It's like the AI for Microsoft. And I said, what stops a coin from overtaking Bitcoin? And it says this, and this is Copilot. So a lot of people that do their research, they're going into like ChatGPT or they're going into other AIs and they're asking, hey, what makes other coins or what makes Bitcoin inferior to others? It comes up with a lot of information. It says, quote, and I'm reading quote from this AI, while Bitcoin remains the dominant cryptocurrency in terms of market cap, there are contenders that could surpass it. Let's explore two coins. Ethereum is number one, Solana is number two. And then it talks about how it's the innovation leader. It does dApps and NFTs and how it has a large share of the NFTs and how it has higher throughput, how it's more scalable, decentralized. It's thousands of transactions per second and all this stuff. And the point I'm trying to make is people that want to do research, oftentimes they'll go in, they'll look at CNBC or they'll look at another news source and they'll say, hey, you know what? While Bitcoin does look like a good investment, these other assets look better because they're, you know, whiz bang, faster, more glitzy, blah, blah, blah. And people kind of go into that rabbit hole and they start investing in these altcoins. Some of them make a lot of money. And some of them don't. But the point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of people that are misled by the research they do online. So I find it very interesting. And you know what? At the end of the day, you need to look at how all coins start. All coins start with either a person or a team of people that works to create this project and they hope for it to be successful. And oftentimes, the founders, they'll dump the bags on retail, they'll exit, they'll make their millions, and they'll never be heard of again. Now, some of them, they do talk about how they do care and they do keep working on it. The thing is this, it's the conception though isn't as pure because they could be influenced, coerced, they could be, if they have a roadmap or a foundation, they can actually lean into the project more heavily based on certain things. For example, proof of stake, the amount of stake you have gives you more control over the network, whereas proof of work, which Bitcoin uses, does not. So, you know, there's countless attempts to recreate Bitcoin all the time. Litecoin was the first. And Charlie Lee, he ended up dumping a lot of his Litecoin just a few years later. And, you know, the thing is this, nobody stops you from creating your own coin. There's like 24 or 25,000 coins out right now. The question is, who will follow you? Who will follow you? And even if people follow you in the beginning, will they keep following you 10, 15, 30, 50, 100 years down the road? And that's where it gets quite interesting because oftentimes that's not the case. We'll see short spurts. We saw it with BSV, Bitcoin Satoshi's vision, or BCH with Roger Ver, where a lot of people followed them in the beginning, but now there's not as much buy-in and support with those coins. So you got to ask yourself this, who will follow you? And is it timeless enough to live without you for hundreds, thousands of years? And oftentimes the answer is it's not. And with Bitcoin, I think what makes it unique is the founder's gone. Yes, could the founder dump in the future? Maybe. Right? That would not be good, in my opinion. I don't think that would be a good thing. I know some people say it could be, some people say otherwise, but the point I'm trying to make is I don't think it would be because it could reveal who he is. And what makes Bitcoin so pure is that we don't know who he is. I think that is actually a good characteristic. Now, the next thing is, okay, well, out of all the altcoins, which ones actually have good track records? And there are some altcoins out there that have been around and they still continue to do okay in terms of price action. But the point I'm trying to make is the vast majority, 99.99%, even the ones that were thought to be really good, like Terra Luna, in the beginning people would talk about how great it was. That ended up being a total scam, and people lost everything in that coin. So a lot of these don't have good track records. They're filled with flaws and downtime, and you know, there's a lot of people that get wrapped up in these things. And you know, in the end, could it happen where someone does come out with a coin that surpasses Bitcoin one day? Well, I think it could, but it's very unlikely, because it would need all the qualities of Bitcoin and even more. And at the end of the day, everyone's trying to build these fancy homes, but they're built on sand. They have really nice glass, they have really nice interiors, they have really nice, you know, hot tubs and pools and appliances, but at the end of the day, they're all built on sand. Now, Bitcoin is built on bedrock, and this bedrock is actually, you can't dig through it. It's if you look at like a Minecraft type game, you can't dig underneath bedrock. It is a strong, sturdy foundation. Same thing with Bitcoin. The base layer is a bedrock. It's an unmovable mountain, and it is something that cannot be changed or altered without a soft or a hard fork, which does have a pretty rigorous process. Now, I think the thing is this. While I did mention it could happen, I think it's a 95 to 99% chance it won't happen. It could. I'm not denying that. But network effects are very powerful, and it's important for Bitcoiners to continue learning about how to strengthen and bolster and support the network in the base layer, but while also focusing on layer 2, 3, 4 solutions that maybe Bitcoin could have some exposure to. For example, if, you know, there's some things in real estate where it'd be nice to have Bitcoin's network to be able to settle these transactions on a public ledger. Things like that. Things that are kind of out there that could be enhanced because our current system is failing. I also think the base layer is just so important to Bitcoin. I mean, there's a lot of interesting developments over the past couple years regarding the ordinals. In my opinion, it is a net negative. But I also do understand that it's a free and open monetary network, and people that pay the fees should be able to participate. And in the end, I think things will kind of shake itself out in this area. I think while it does provide some short-term pain with transaction fees, I think over the long term, it's going to mean that the miners have more money, and they, because of all the security that these inscriptions are causing, but also it's going to cause it so we find other creative ways to cause better scaling on layers 2 and above. So I think we really need to look at that kind of stuff. But the point of this podcast is, what stops other coins from overtaking Bitcoin? Nothing. Anybody can start something up today and they can try to overtake it. Will it? I don't think so. But hey, you can't. That's why I don't like it when people say, let's change Bitcoin's code. You can go and change Bitcoin's code right now. You can literally, you can create your own Bitcoin environmental vision. Or you can create a Bitcoin social governance coin or something. Nothing's stopping you from doing that. Why don't you? I think people are trying to. That's why when I see the Change the Code campaign and some other campaigns, I know it's an attack, because they can go and create their own coin. I don't think, of course, anyone will ever adopt it, and that campaign failed miserably. But in the end, that's something that we need to look at from a standpoint of being Bitcoiners, but also just someone that's new to the space asking these questions. I mean, it's a good question, and you know, once when you go down the rabbit hole a bit, you'll realize, oh, wait, no, this one is different. So anyways, I really enjoyed putting this podcast together. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you think another coin could take over Bitcoin one day? Also, what are your thoughts about the future of money? Do you think, you know, Bitcoin will continue to scale to serve billions of people? I'd love to hear all your thoughts. Feel free to share this podcast if possible. Give it a like. Stream some sats. It all means a lot. I hope you guys all have a good rest of your day. Thank you so much. Sats Made is out.